I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, let's find out what Tim May thinks. He's from Letterman's Row. He joins us every Friday, and he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Good afternoon, Tim.
Good morning. I mean, yes, it is good afternoon. I forgot to flip forward.
There you go. Are you on the links?
Yeah, no, I wish I was, man. I can't, you know, when the weather gets kind of iffy, you know, that's when the iffy get going. You know what I'm saying? The iffy get leaving. I don't like iffies, so I'm going to find some other people to play with.
I understand completely. Well, we were all set for that big 7-0 against 7-0 in the Big Ten, and then the Fighting Illini have to go and mess it up with that last-second field goal. Still, this is a great matchup, and if there's a team, and you tell me, if there's a team in the Big Ten that's going to knock them off, is it Wisconsin, or is it somebody else down the road, Penn State, Michigan?
I think Penn State's getting better by the week, although, you know, it's like I've said all week, it's funny what one play can change the narrative for two teams. And, you know, the Michigan kid dropping that touchdown pass, that short touchdown pass last week at the end of regulation, at the end of the game, which could have possibly sent that game into overtime. And who knows who would have won at that point, because Michigan seemed to have the upper hand offensively. But I digress as usual. It's funny how that changes the narrative for two teams, and really the narrative for the Big Ten East, and maybe for the conference itself. I think Penn State is getting better by the week, like I said. And Wisconsin, it's hard to get a handle on what Wisconsin's all about right now. I mean, it wasn't just that they got beat by a last play field goal. It's everything that led up to them getting beat by that last play field goal, including two turnovers late in the game, one by Jonathan Taylor and then an interception thrown by Cone, their quarterback, that flipped the script as much as anything else. But the other thing that was going on in that game, as the game went on, Illinois increasingly got a grip on Wisconsin's offense from the standpoint of shutting down the run, stoning them several times, including Jonathan Taylor, to the extent that Jonathan Taylor was pretty much a non-factor late in that game. So, you know, is Wisconsin flagging? I mean, I think that's the big question right now. And Ohio State definitely, based on recent results, is not flagging. So there you go. You want Ohio State right now running your school crossing, and probably Wisconsin not.
Yeah, if you're Wisconsin, you can come back from that loss if it was a couple of games in between. This is going to be tough coming back the next week.
Well, you never know, because Ohio State bounced back from losing to Purdue and ended up having a hell of a year last year, even though they didn't get invited to the college football playoff. In the previous year, they bounced back from losing big time. I mean, they didn't lose on a last-second field goal at they didn't lose on a last-second field goal at Purdue or Iowa the previous 2 years. They got their butt kicked and still bounced back. So, you know, I'm just interested when you look at this game. Everybody keeps sizing it up, and you know, like I even wrote on LettermanRow.com today, we had to have five bold predictions, and one of my predictions was, you know, I think the group that wants to assert itself in this game is Ohio State offensive line and J.K. Dobbins, because the Ohio State rushing game is actually ranked much higher. It's like number two or number three in the country right now compared to Wisconsin, which is way on down the road there. But the Wisconsin running game is getting all up going into this. But J.K. Dobbins is only 10 yards behind Jonathan Taylor in total rushing yards. And so there are a lot of reasons why Ohio State should go into this game with a little bit of a chip on its shoulder too. But I don't know. Ohio State, I think the biggest difference for Ohio State is it's got the better player at quarterback more than anything else. And that, I think that will hold sway, especially if it rains like it's expected to rain tomorrow.
Tim May's joining us from Letterman's Row. You've mentioned Jonathan Taylor a couple of times, Tim, and they've had terrific running backs over the years, Michael Bennett, and yep, Von Dane, and Melvin Gordon. How does Jonathan Taylor rank with that crew and maybe as far as top running backs in the country?
Well, you know, those guys are all different. And Jonathan Taylor is probably, in my opinion, the most complete of all those backs, because you know, he's shifty. He's powerful. He needs to be powerful. He can run through arm tackles. He's proven, you know, a lot. And then when he gets in the open field, he's got like high hurdler speed, which means he can leap tall buildings with a single bound. I mean, he's really fast. And then on top of that, they've added the specter of him catching a ball out of the backfield. So, you know, he's really, how he goes, so goes Wisconsin. Because last week, as you watched, I mean, he had, what, 134 yards or something like that last week. But as Illinois increasingly got a bead on him and their running game, and the way they did it, the way Illinois did, Illinois lost its two best defensive linemen during the course of that game, but still got after it on the defensive front. And the way they did it was some slant and angle stuff, which took Wisconsin likes to come off double team and get to the second level against the linebackers, like a lot of teams do, you know, zone blocking schemes. Ohio State does that too. But Wisconsin, I mean, Illinois took away a lot of that by the way they were attacking with their offensive line and set up their linebackers to make big plays in that game. And I would think Ohio State's going to try to do the same thing. I mean, it's really hard for any running back to run against a brick wall.
Hey, Tim, are you surprised that Fields has not had a bad game yet?
Well, I don't know how to answer that, Les, only because he's the highest-rated quarterback Ohio State has ever recruited or ever signed. And obviously, they tried to recruit him a little bit, but he signed with Georgia initially. But in the transfer portal recruiting aspect of things, Ohio State recruited the hell out of him and got him. But he keeps getting better almost by the possession. And the innate skills he has are obvious to all, but his ability now to pick up and read defenses even better, you know, this will be only his eighth start as a collegian, is, I think it's showing out. And this is a Wisconsin defense which is ranked number one in the country in almost every major category, including total defense. So this will be another challenge. But anybody watching last week, I know, you know, Wisconsin outgained Illinois by about 100 yards, but Wisconsin had some huge plays in that game offensively. They didn't just do it, you know, it wasn't a sucker punch with zero seconds to go that won that game. I mean, they hit some big pass plays, and they hit some big-time runs. And I think Ohio State's offense is looking at the opportunities. As a matter of fact, I even asked Ryan Day that this week, if that can buoy their confidence that some big plays can be there if they just stick to their knitting. And, he in essence sort of said yes. You know, that's kind of what Ohio State's all about. If you think you can stop their running game like Northwestern did, like Michigan State thought it could, like Northwestern thought it could, then Ohio State's got to keep pounding, and eventually they think they can break the dam, no matter how big the dam. So, and then throw over the top. And that's what Ohio State presents, that no one Wisconsin has played so far this year has presented, is an all-around offense that can – hammer you right up the gut and or throw to the fringes with some accuracy. And that's very tough for any kind of defense to stop consistently.
Tim May joining us from Letterman Row. You can read all of his work at lettermanrow.com, and it's LetterManRow.com. You brought up Ryan Day. The thing that's impressed me most, Tim, it just seems seamless. There seems to be, you know, on the outside looking in, with the team, with everything, seamless. There's nothing that's happened that's made you think, well, this is not going to work or anything like that. Behind the scenes, is he as good as he looks, you know, on top of the scenes?
Well, in my opinion, he's taking it up a notch. I mean, he's obviously inherited a hell of a race car, you know?
Yep.
But he's added some flourishes. I mean, the passing game, I mean, they've had a great passing game the last several years. But the passing game now, with bringing Mike Yurcich in as the co-offensive coordinator along with Kevin Wilson, who's already there. I mean, you're seeing some signs of some Big 12 influences on their passing game, and the Big 12 is all about getting guys in space wide open. You know, the touchdown pass to J.K. Dobbins last week was a great example of that. I invite people to just Google it and watch it instead of sitting here listening to me describe it for a minute, even though I have it on my podcast. You can watch it on my Tim May podcast this week, where I break that play down along with another one. But they have a lot of audacity with this passing game, where they're attacking zone defenses sometimes by throwing it over the top, which you're not supposed to be able to do, and that's audacious. But then the other thing I keep reminding people that it impressed me about Ryan Day right off the bat after taking the reins was he cleaned house on the defensive side of the ball, except for keeping Larry Johnson, reputedly the best defensive line coach in the country, and brought in Greg Madison as the defensive coordinator and Jeff Hafley as the defensive co-coordinator. Madison, of course, from Michigan, and Hafley from the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers. And they are making adjustments on the fly. And it's obvious, you know, you have a little bit of success on them in the first quarter. They're adjusting. Now, you may find another way to have success as the game goes on against them, but it's impressive the way they have turned loose a very talented defensive personnel. And then on top of their adjusting on the – but I keep telling people I think the biggest turnaround by any one group almost nationally is the turnaround by this Ohio State defense from last year to this year. It has all the earmarks of being a championship defense. We'll see if that holds true.
Tim, at noon tomorrow, Ohio State and Wisconsin at the Horseshoe. What are you predicting?
Rain.
With a chance of football.
Yeah, with a chance of football.
Is it supposed to be heavy rain?
On a clear weather day, I would pick Ohio State like in the 41. I keep picking 41 until I'm gonna keep picking 41 until Ohio State actually scores 41. I would see Ohio State, you know, in a 41-17 or 41-20 win. You don't know what the rain's gonna mean. If it's like Ryan Day pointed out, and I keep telling people, you know, you don't shelve your passing game if it's raining. You maybe shelve it if it's raining really hard, or you shelve it if it's raining with wind. But if it's just a regular light middle road kind of rain, you know, sometimes your passing game's better. And because number one, the defense may be slipping a little bit on cuts, and number two, the ball sometimes is tackier in that regard, which makes it easier to catch if you follow my drift. You know, everybody plays with gloves now, so there you go. But could affect the quarterbacks a little bit, although Justin Fields has shown he can flat spin it. I think the biggest difference in this game tomorrow, like I pointed out a minute ago, I think both teams have really solid, great running games. But I think the difference is the quarterback. Justin Fields, in my opinion, is the best quarterback in the Big Ten. And that takes into account Wisconsin's Jack Cohn. And I think that could be the big difference. And plus, I think there will be some opportunities for Ohio State in the interception game if things work out like I think they will for them defensively. And, Sean Wade had a chance at 3 or 4 interceptions last week against Northwestern and couldn't make the plays. But I see him and Jeffrey Okuda especially having some opportunities tomorrow if they can get Wisconsin into sort of a predictable throwing situation. So that's what I see. That's not really a nutshell. That's more like a big ostrich shell. But that's what I see from it.
Tim, thanks, buddy. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Tim.
Hey, it is always a pleasure. And I don't know why Andy's taking vacations in the middle of football season.
Exactly.
But, hey, that's for somebody else to figure out.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Great job. Great job in filling in, my man.
Today?
Thank you, Tim. See you, buddy.
See you, man.
Tim May. Thanks, joining Tim. Us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And LettermanRow.com. Tim's phenomenal. He does great work, and you can hear his podcast there as well.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.